All right, speaking of pets, let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with the GM and Chief Marketing Officer with Dog TV, Becky Lubich, who's joining us right now. Becky, it's Dan Koschel here in Colorado Springs. How you doing?
Hi, Dan. I'm doing great. Thank you.
I could hear the dogs in the back. I love the dogs in the background. That's so awesome. All right. Now, there's going to be a special virtual event that's going to be very important for dog owners coming up this Saturday. Let's talk about that, and then we'll talk a little bit about what separation anxiety does for our pets in during the post-epidemic for COVID-19. So you're going to have, I believe, more than 30 of the world's leading dog specialists tackle this subject. Let's get into it.
So this Saturday, it will be at 4 p.m. Eastern time, which I believe in Colorado will be 2 p.m. And it is a free virtual event that's going to be held on Dog TV. And it's called Your Dog's New Normal, Navigating Life After Quarantine. And we did this because there's so many dogs. All of our dogs have really enjoyed our time with them over the past year. And they've probably been the happiest they've ever been in their lives. And now all of a sudden, we're going to have to leave them. And we want to leave them prepared to stay happy and not fall into this anxiety that everybody's afraid of, and really give them and give pet parents the tools they need to help set their dogs up for success when they have to go back to their new normal.
Well, we'll talk about that in just a moment. Dog TV, where can somebody get that? What cable providers have Dog TV?
Well, the show is actually going to be on our streaming app, so
excellent.
It's an app just like. And you can watch it on Amazon Fire, on Apple TV, on Roku, anything that streams, you can find Dog TV.
Excellent. And it sounds like the specialist will give the viewer some ideas of how to get this topic underway. Because, I mean, if you think about it, if somebody was playing with me all year long and then they all of a sudden left, I'd wonder, was it me? I mean...
Exactly. It
is going to be, I mean, there are some people going back to the work in the workforce for the first time, and these dogs are not going to, and these animals are not going to know what hit them.
Exactly. My dogs are used to having me around all the time, but a lot of these dogs that just got adopted, they know nothing different, and they've come into the homes, all these pandemic puppies, we call them, and they don't know anything except having people around them all the time. So we're just going to have to set them up for success. And we've got a lot of great experts. We have a lot of pet parents talking about their own experiences. We have some celebrities that are going to share, you know, what happened with them during the pandemic and how they lived with their dogs this year. So it's a little bit of everything. Definitely a lot of experts to help out.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I want to leave our listeners with something today. Is there anything that they can do that they can start thinking about and obviously get more ideas coming up at 2 p.m. This Saturday on Dog TV? Is there something you can leave us with today, what they can do as of today?
I would say start off small. Don't jump into anything big. But you know, go and leave your dogs in the next room for a few minutes. Just shut the door of your bedroom and go in the next room and start off small. And then every day, leave them for a little bit longer. And of course, while you're leaving them, you want to leave them with Dog TV so that they have something to entertain and relax them.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't even I'm going to tell my daughter. Her German Shepherds watch TV all the time. I'm going to have her put Dog TV on so Winston can keep her company. That is hilarious. But they're going to whine and stuff like that, right? So you just got to ignore that like you do a newborn baby.
Yeah, you just give them a lot of opportunity chew toys. Kongs are great things to leave them with, things that will occupy their minds while they're being left alone. But again, don't do it for 5 hours at a time the first time. Do it for 10 minutes and then come back. And 30 minutes and then come back.
And that's sort of what I meant with a newborn baby. I would never leave. I have four kids. They may accuse me of leaving them alone a lot. But whenever one cried, my wife and I just said, you cannot go over and pick up the baby every time the baby cries because then it'll get used to it. So Same thing here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, excellent. Right. Becky, thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck with the event coming up this Saturday, and we'll make sure we tell everybody about it. And if you missed any part of this interview, you can go to caradio.com and check out the podcast page for all the details that we talked about here today. Becky, thanks for the time.